call to order. Please rise for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Lisa, can you please do a roll call?
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. We're going to start our meeting. We have to wait for the other. Yes. Okay. Just for the anyone in the audience as well as on Zoom, when our solicitor gets here, we will be going into an executive session and then back to our regular meeting. So I will proceed until then. Tonight, we do not have any presentations. We do not have any department head reports, nor are we discussing capital improvements of the city. So the following items are scheduled for action after the workshop portion. We will be approving the minutes of September 9th, our regular meeting, September 23rd, our regular meeting, and October, an executive meeting, and October 14th, our regular meeting. We do not have any ordinances tonight to introduce. We do have two ordinances to adopt, but prior to that, we will have a public hearing. The first one is on 2021-021, amending and supplementing Chapter 101, Development and Regulations of the Code of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic. We went into detail last meeting, but Lance, you want to give us like a quickie on that?
Just it's Chapter 102. They're land use revisions to, I don't want to say correct, but when you look at your zoning board each year, you look at how many variances and what variances you're granting. We granted a lot of variances for a lot of these things that were changing. So if you're going to grant the variance, you alleviate the need for that variance. In some cases, not every case. Some of them we're keeping because we want to see what's going on. One of the ones that we're trying to eliminate is dormers. We had a very convoluted dormer ordinance. You had to be an architect to figure it out. So we've like backed that off. Yeah. So we've backed that off a little bit to make that more user friendly and development friendly. A lot of things to do with setbacks in certain areas, and just regular cleanup of our ordinance definitions and things like that.
Great. So, okay.
And the planning board did their due diligence on it and reviewed it for consistency with our master plan. So
wonderful.
Good to go.
Great. The next public hearing and adoption will be ordinance 2021-022. And this is amending and supplementing Chapter 13, marriage and civil union ceremony fees. There was a prior ordinance where the city is to be paid a fee. This one is for authorizing the mayor to be paid from the city for the service, since it's outside the realm of, I guess you could say, normal mayor duties, yep. Right? So before I go on any further, our solicitor has arrived, so we will go into executive session now. And Commissioner Landgraf will read the statement. That means anyone here has to leave the room. And anyone, Jim, after Lance reads the executive session statement, you need to block out the public in Zoom.
Session.
It was last minute.
Last minute, and we decided to do it first because
Ed's here.
Ed's here.
No worries. No worries. No worries. Oh, this was something that popped up
last minute.
Last minute. We need to do a motion first. Or...
We got to read the statement.
New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act permits the discussion of certain matters of an executive session as an exception to certain provisions of said law. Ventnor City Board of Commissioners wishes to discuss certain matters which qualify as exceptions in executive session. No action binding upon the Board of Commissioners will be taken within executive session. The discussion conducted in closed session will be disclosed to the public when legally permitted and when the public interest will no longer be served by keeping such matters confidential. Matters to be discussed are ongoing litigation with Hanson v. City of Ventnor.
Okay. Do I have a motion to go into the executive session?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Tell Jenner.
Hold up.
Wait.
Hold up.
He's got to tell them for the people.
Our application is now 6:09. In executive session, we discussed one matter and one matter.
Yeah, I'm going to let anybody back in now.
Hanson Foundation regarding certain tax appeals that are ongoing.
Okay, you're good to go.
No formal action
taken. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Resolutions.
Wait a minute. Cindy, can you let the, whoever's out there in? Jim, can you let the public back into the Zoom?
You already did.
They are. It's just in a minute.
That's wrong.
Scared me.
We were in a time twilight zone there for a little while because the clock's not correct.
Oh my gosh. I never look at that. Oh my gosh. She's starting to scare me. Okay. There are a motion to go back into the workshop portion of our meeting.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we'll continue where I left off. We will have resolutions that we will be voting on by consent. I will go through them. Commissioners, if you have something to say, jump in. But there are a few things I think I have some things noted here that I think we need Ed Stinson, our engineer, Director of Public Works, to talk about. So the first one is 2021-327, authorizing closing of escrow accounts. Next is 2021-328, and that's confirming the review and completion of our CY 2021 SFY 2022 best practice inventory. Al, that's what you do, right?
That's correct. It's just we have to submit this so we get our full state aid next year.
Great. We did good?
We did enough to get the full state aid.
Perfect. Thank you. Next is 2021-329, and that is accepting the retirement of Nat Ginsburg. The next is 2021-330, and that is accepting the retirement of Sergeant Mario A. Lima from the police department. The next one is 2021-331, approving the master technology policy version 2.2 MEL cyber risk management program. 2021-332 is being pulled because our labor attorney was unable to be here tonight. The next is 2021-333, and this is authorizing the indemnification to Atlantic County for the holiday parade, county parade road closure. And this is because that part of Ventnor Avenue is owned by the county. Okay, so the next few I actually have like Lance LL or yep. Ed or whoever. So whoever wants to jump in. So 2021-334 is awarding the contract for concrete gutter replacements and drainage repair to Lex Concrete LLC, not to exceed $698,710. So I guess my question, and I don't know where that's located. That's
Harvard Avenue, Cambridge Avenue, all in the Heights.
Gotcha.
Basically 900 block of those streets.
Okay.
As well as Cornwall.
That is correct. The 900 block of Harvard, Cambridge, and Cornwall. 300 block.
Bless.
Thank you.
And just to interject, because it just popped in my head. So, you know, when things come in my head, they come out my mouth. And we don't have to discuss it now, but something later. You know the area I'm talking about. It's actually, it's Dudley starts and then Oxford gets the on Fulton, right near me. My street, Somerset, like a block away, isn't that bad, but that Oxford and Fulton looks.
Where?
No, what I'm saying is, I don't know for a future conversation. I don't know if it's even fixable. I have no idea, but in the future, I'd like to discuss it. We've
talked about a secondary pump.
Okay.
At the end, there's a pump station at Fulton.
Right.
We need to make that bigger.
Okay.
There's also some underground piping issues there.
So okay. Everywhere. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know because it's like, that's like probably like, it seems like the worst area.
And so just so you understand, it's not going to stop the flood. The water is bay water.
Right.
You're not going to pump that out. Because bay water is coming in, you can't pump faster than the bay's coming in. Rainstorms, we can try and keep up with.
Right.
Huge rainstorms, a couple inches at a time, streets are going to flood.
Right.
How I explain this to people who don't do land use development is, if you lived on the mainland, you lived in a development,
right,
you had a stormwater basin in your neighborhood, a huge stormwater basin, big hole in the ground, grass all around. We don't have them here.
Right.
You know what that is here? Our streets.
Right.
There's no way around it. We're paved. Right. We got concrete everywhere. Right. We got impervious surfaces everywhere. There's no place for the water to go.
But there's something.
That we're working there. Towards.
Yeah. I was just curious.
That's what we spend all these dollars for.
Yeah, I say.
That's what we're
trying. Well, the good thing in the meantime, when I've reached out to the police, they immediately came out and sat to note because people then just drive through it.
We try and barricade it, and the police and have written tickets for people who go through it.
And they were out there immediately, which was great. But I was just curious because we're talking about all this, it all sort of is one thing to me. And that's why I thought I'd bring it up. Okay, so we're good?
Yep.
Next is 2021-335, and that's awarding a awarding construction phase services for concrete gutter replacement and drainage repair project at De Blasio and Associates. Is that the same project?
Yep.
So this inspection. Is the design. Okay.
Inspection.
Same project.
Yes.
Thank you. Next is 2021-336, and that's awarding miscellaneous concrete repairs to cement works plus not to exceed 35,613. Is that all together with the other, or is this something different?
This is something different. This is more as needed concrete around town.
Okay.
We replaced a lot of our fire hydrants.
Okay.
Some grass in there, we'll take that grass out, or the stone that's in some of it, take it out, concrete it.
Okay.
And any other miscellaneous stuff we need around the city, this is included in that.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Yeah, Ernie keeps digging these things up.
Yeah. No pun intended. Ed and Ernie, if you don't mind, just when we go to the public portion, based on what we're going to prove, if anybody in the public has a question, and then I think you're free to go for the night. I mean, I would like you to go since you had to wait during the executive session. Mr. Avina, you can hang out for the wee hours.
Nice.
Then we will have approval of bills and payroll. Do we have any discussion items tonight? I didn't see any. Okay. So now I will open it to the public. Anyone out? Well, there's nobody in here. Well, except Mike. Anyone out in Zoom or in the chambers, if anyone has anything to say about any of the items we are going to vote on, then we will have another public portion at the end if you want to speak about any other topic. But this is for only the items that I just mentioned that the commission will be voting on. So do I have a motion to open public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Jim, is there anyone out there in Zoom that would like to speak on anything we're going to vote on?
It's just Nanette's the only one.
Nanette's the only one out there?
Yeah.
Okay. And I still got to keep saying the same stuff. You're good, Mike. Okay. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
Close public portion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and call to order the regular portion of our meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
First thing that I'm going to split this up because I was out. TK, you were out. I mean, Commissioner Kriebel.
Yeah.
Okay. So do I have a motion to approve September 9th regular meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Okay. Lisa, roll call.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Abstain. Next, do I have a motion to approve minutes of September 23rd regular and executive session?
So moved.
Do I have a second? I'll second it. Roll call, Lisa.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Abstain.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, do I have a motion to approve minutes of October 14, 2021 regular meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We do not have any introductions of any ordinances, so now I will go into the public hearing of 2021-021. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2021-021.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Roll call, please. I mean, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, this is now open to the public only to speak on this ordinance that we will be adopting after the public hearing. Jim, nobody's there, correct?
Correct.
You okay, Mike? Good to go. Okay, do I have a motion to close public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-021?
Motion to adopt ordinance 02. You got me stuttering. Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-021.
Concrete. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have our public hearing on ordinance 2021-022. Do I have a motion to open to the public hearing?
Motion to open ordinance 2021-022.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's now open to the public, but there's no one there, correct, Jim?
Correct.
Okay. Mike, you're good. Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-022?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2021-022.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do I have a motion? Excuse me? What do you mean, abstain from that? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Do that over again. I'm sorry. Do I have a motion? Thank you. Do I have a motion to adopt ordinance 2021-022?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Lisa, roll call.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Abstain. Okay. And you two aren't even talking on the side tonight. Nope. Maybe I need that.
No. Nobody complains.
I have no excuse tonight.
Nope.
Okay, next we will adopt the resolutions by consent.
The mayor in the mirror.
Resolutions number 2021-327 through 2021-336, pulling out 2021-332. I handled that one, didn't I? Do I have a motion?
And I'm not even repeating the motion to adopt as suggested by the mayor.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Al, our CFO, can you please give us our bills and payroll?
Yes. The bill list for this period was $1,248,921.97. And the payroll for this period was $583,496.33.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have on record our safety report. So the next is we are at the commissioner comment report part of our meeting. So if you don't mind, I'd just like to go first, but it'll take me 2 seconds.
Sure.
Okay. I just want to remind the residents of Ventnor that we are celebrating Halloween trick or treat. We will have the same hours of our neighboring city, Margate, 6 to 8. As a parent and elected official concerned for the safety of the children, I would suggest it's what I'm doing is setting up a table and having the candy out there for the children to take themselves, so there's not the hand passing back and forth from me to the child or the parent to take it. So that's just a suggestion. 6 to 8, I'm sure the parents will make sure their children are safe. And just a homeowner's part, I think it'd be nice to have it set up, not in bowls where they're digging, just have something like laid out flat. Maybe that's my little OCD in me. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's how I'm doing
it. For the 4 kids that come down my street, I'll have that laid out.
Well, you know,
we all buy enough candy for it.
Well, yes, no, I'm telling you, in up until COVID, I mean, my street, I get like 500 kids. I get a lot of children.
Like back by you.
A lot of children. Yes. Okay. But last year, I thought they would come out last year, and I had I didn't have to borrow a table, Mike. I had like a 4-foot tablecloth, and I just had the candy laid out for them to just take. You know, not, and I was out there, but you don't want to know how much candy I had left.
Number 5 candy, you loved as
well. I did. Yeah. So, but I just think that it's a suggestion. Like I said, as a parent and as one of the 3 of us, that I think it's a nice safety factor if you have some kind of card table or small table that you can lay the candy out and let the kids just take what they want. Of course, you know, it's not one of those help yourself and go in your house all night, because you know what happens with that. They might just like pull up the tablecloth and nod it and walk away with it. Whatever. Anyway, so it will be 6 to 8. Again on Sunday. Hopefully the weather will be nice, and I hope that the children of Ventnor have some normalcy and have a good night. So that's all I have to say tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Was it more than 2 minutes? I yield back.
Nice. We had some good news today. You probably got the letter. Maybe you didn't see it. It came in late in my email from Patty. We got a letter from the DOT. Got another municipal aid grant for Suffolk Avenue in the Heights. It's three blocks to repave it, $310,000. So
great.
That's good work on city engineer getting that those funds. Grant rate.
What hundreds are they?
It's from Edgewater, three blocks.
Oh, great. I got you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And we know Suffolk is in bad shape, but that's part of our drainage study area that we're looking at.
Yes.
So we didn't want to pave that right now because we might be doing some drainage projects over there.
But
Edgewater, as it wraps around inside of Derby, we're looking at all of that, all the way back to Monmouth with that.
Great.
So
sounds good. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So tomorrow we have the sale of municipal property. The subject property is 4803 Ventnor Avenue. It is a vacant piece of property. It's where is as is, right? That's minimum bid is, I saw 218, is that correct? 218.
$218,000. And that was appraisal, right?
Yes. We'll be upstairs here in this room?
Yes.
Okay, at 3 p.m. We're going to do the auctioneer kind of thing. We're going
to not me.
I might want to come watch that. I had to do that.
Do we have the things on the paddle? Do you have the things on the paddle? Put your hand up.
I had to do that for CRDA property. It's not fun. If you're not good at that, it's not fun. It's like storage work.
I had to do it for your team once. And, this strange guy came in and they got the price for the person that wanted it. $60,000.
Oh man.
Oh, did he up it again? The guy that wanted it?
Yeah, no, it went back and forth. Like $5,000 to $10,000.
Who finally got it?
What's that?
The one that really wanted it?
Who got it? The guy that really wanted it.
Okay. He paid a lot more though because of the others.
That's too bad.
Wow.
That's all I have.
Okay. Commissioner Kriebel.
Oh, I did one thing. The boardwalk construction is underway. Did you want to talk about that?
No, but I'll follow up.
Okay. So the ramp at Suffolk Avenue, just twice time talking about Suffolk, has been mostly removed. The concrete is gone. The Army Corps, it's an Army Corps project because they kind of damaged it by taking their
trucks up
equipment over that onto the beach during years of beach replenishment. So, that's under construction. We hope a few more weeks that all it's going to take. A little bit of a setback today with the utility getting the electric company pole, but it's moving forward.
Is that unpassable now?
Yes. Yes, you cannot get by. You're going to add a block
to your right.
You're going to have to run down two blocks, run down, running sidewalk, and then back up at Surrey, Somerset.
So to follow up the construction on the new Beach Patrol headquarters or the demolition of the existing. Is that going to hold up the...
No. So if they need to get on the beach to do that, they'll have to go on probably at New Haven or Jackson.
Gotcha.
Okay. I asked Ed that question. So it's kind of a hassle, but...
Right. And is Public Works doing the demo or...
No.
That, I thought there was a little bit of that. No.
Maybe some of the internal stuff.
Right.
I think the lifeguards went in and ripped out anything they want.
Yeah. Wouldn't take much to take it down.
No. Probably not. But we're not professionals in that regard.
No, so. And what is the start? You know the start date?
I do not.
Okay.
Soon.
I thought it was sooner than soon. Later. Okay. I just have two quick items. If you're
I'm sorry. What?
I have two quick I'm items. Sorry. If you're done.
Yeah. I'm done. Yes.
Yeah. So I met with engineer in Margate Rosencrantz to work on parklet designs with him. We had budgeted for two or three, and so we're working through some of the mechanical side of them and making sure they're safe. So he's going to do some calculations for load testing and then help me with the way they're assembled so that they can be assembled kind of like, not to simplify, but like IKEA furniture where they're
an erector set.
Yeah, the connections are pre-made.
Legos.
Yeah, so it's just a...
Well, you ever step on one of them?
They call them K-Date, knockdown fit. So the fittings are slipping to each other and just Public Works would just have to screw them together and then break them down to put them And so we're going to, I think we're going to have two, hopefully, if he gets through his engineering and the subcontractor that's already priced out building them, we may increase the from aluminum to stainless steel, things like that. We might have two for next summer. We have to come up with locations.
Okay, cool.
And then lastly, I think we should all congratulate our solicitor for participating in the Head of the Charles, a very prestigious regatta.
There you go.
I have the results here on my computer.
He does too.
He was with other luminaries of the area, Paul Seville and William Millar, both two very talented oarsmen.
Yes.
And there was a tight group between only less than a minute between 17th and 20th of 25 participants in his race. So
you
congratulations.
So it's all for the fun.
Right? Good work. Good work. Well done. I do have one thing that I forgot to talk about. I got the chance to speak in front of ACIT students today. Design kids, and Commissioner Creel is going to do it at another date when they get into a different project. What?
Nothing.
You can talk to their finance kids, but these guys are these kids are learning how to draw.
I'm teasing you.
You're welcome to go talk about the pocket park. So I had a good meeting with them. Drew Holmes is their instructor. Drew is a landscape architect by trade. Through the engineering field, his father was a well-known engineer in our area. Jim Holmes. And so they're gonna start looking at it. They're gonna come out and do a site visit and come up with some designs. We're gonna give them, the three of us will give them some ideas on what to do, like kind of work, fit out the space, and then they'll go to design, put like groups of two or three together.
Cool.
And then they'll come present us the final product. And
I like that.
Hopefully it's something we can do.
Well, you guys do ACIT. I did it last year and I was asked to do it again this year, which was very rewarding for me. To speak to, it's called Women in Leadership, and it's a course at Stockton. Yeah, it's a course at Stockton, and when I did it last year, I had asked the students, I said, I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and it was a very simple one, and I thought I was going to get very simple responses. I just had asked them to listen to the words, why they listened to the song, one of my favorite, The Greatest Love of All, but listen, but look at the words, and tell me what you think about it. And what I got from every one of these students, I think it was 30 something women from maybe 18 to women in their 40s, just blew me away. And people were saying I inspired them. And I was like, no, you inspired me, because what I got back from that was something that was priceless. So I'm doing it again, I think at the end of this month, a new class, of course, but I enjoyed that. I'll stick to stuff like that because I don't know anything about blueprints and drawings.
Good.
Anything else?
I'm good.
We're good. Okay. So, Jim, you're okay?
Yep, yeah. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thrilled.
Jim, is there any? Jim, is anyone out there in Zoom?
No, just Annette.
Okay, but I'll still say it. Now we'll open it up to the public for any comments or any questions on any subject. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No one's in Zoom. Mike, you're good. Okay. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
All right.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.
33.